The switch is on to Morabito, your locally owned energy leader. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now's the time to switch to Morabito. For four generations, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil, propane, natural gas, even kerosene and coal, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. Switch to the area's local energy leader. Switch to Morabito.
Clean, comfortable, and affordable. That's the Super 8 Hotel on Meng Drive in Sydney. With the holidays coming, let your extended family stretch out and relax with a stay at the Super 8. Free Wi-Fi, continental breakfast, and kids stay free with an adult. It's the perfect place for your out-of-town guests to enjoy their stay. Cable TV, coffee makers, mini fridge, and microwaves are all available. Having a fall wedding? Super 8 is ideal for your bridal party and traveling guests. Maybe planning a Dreams Park baseball trip? Well, hit a home run with Super 8 and save your family money.
Mention WCDO when you book your reservations and receive a discounted nightly rate through December 31st.
Call 607-563-8880 for the Super 8 Hotel on Main Drive in Sydney.
The Catskill Shed Company is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. With locations in Sydney, Oneonta, Binghamton Green, Davenport, and New Hartford, Catskill Shed is close by no matter where you call home and loves to support our local athletes. Right now, Catskill Shed is offering special pricing on a 10x14 lofted barn with 29-gauge metal roofing, including a 30-year warranty on the roof. Built from water-sealed quality lumber, this shed has a lifetime warranty against termites and fungal decay. No New York State permit is required. Stock and ready for free delivery and set up by our expert driver. Just $2,740 to buy today or finance it for only $126.85 a month plus tax. Catskill Shed Company, 320-5005. For special pricing, find Catskill Shed Company on Facebook.
This great deal on this backyard outfitter shed won't last long. Call Catskill Shed today.
Now is the time to buy a new vehicle. Why? Because of unbelievably low finance rates combined with outstanding auto prices at Butler Auto Sales, two locations in Sydney.
Local financial institutions are eager to loan you money, including SFCU, National Bank of Delaware County, NBT Bank, and Community Bank.
And did you know that Butler Auto Sales is a credit acceptance dealer?
That means guaranteed credit approval.
If you think you won't get financing for that new-to-you vehicle, think again.
And right now, choose from over 140 vehicles on two lots in Sydney. Almost every make and model.
Go to butlerautosales.com and apply for credit online 24/7. Just click the Apply for Credit tab.
You can fill out your credit application any time of day or night.
Down payment may be required. Some exclusions apply.
Get a safe, reliable, new-to-you vehicle for your family from Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and Delaware Ave across from the Kmart Plaza.
Shop and apply for credit online 24/7. At butlerautosales.com.
WCDO Sports, Friday Night Football as BG travels up to take on Unitigo. Nate Lull with you here on WCDO Sports, and we're pleased to be joined by BG head coach Jim Mosier. Coach, always a great one when BG and Unitigo get together. It's a division game, and now we're into week four. What's the message to your crew as really every game matters now?
Well, we had a tough one last week, so our message obviously is forget last week and let's try to move forward. We know Unitigo is a very good football team. Don't be misled by their 0-3 record. They played three quality opponents, and it's about one of the closest rivals we have, being that they're right up the road. We expect a very good football game. I just hope we can keep up with them.
Now, last time we saw you here on WCDO was week two. You had a great defensive win at Delhi, 8-0, and I thought your crew was pretty excited. Last week, again, a tough one against Unadilla Valley. Is it just tough? You know, you never know what you're going to get week to week. Really, I was surprised to see how things went for you last week.
Well, I think that's high school football. You know, we actually started slow last week, came back, cut it to 14-8, and then the second quarter, a lot of special teams mistakes, which, you know, that's the third aspect of the game, and we have been working on those, but you know, you get an onside kick, an interception return, and a bad snap, which resulted in a touchdown for Unadilla Valley. And we gave up 28 points in a matter of 6 minutes in the second quarter, and it's kind of hard to come back from that.
Coach, Unitigo, of course, has so many weapons, including their quarterback, their leader, Josh Firebend. But your team, very strong defense. We saw that against Delhi a few weeks ago. what are some of the keys to taking away some of his weapons and the things that he does well?
Well, our goal, obviously, is not give up the big play, which we did against Delhi. We gave him a lot of underneath stuff. We're going to go with a similar philosophy. Fairbairn gets rid of the ball very quickly, so I don't know how much stunning we're going to be able to do. And hopefully the kids stay disciplined, stay in their zones, and make tackles when we give up the underneath stuff.
I was thinking about this the other day. You know, you don't get to play Sydney anymore, and some of those local rivals have gone away. So as you just said, how important is it to keep some of these games with Unitego where the kids know each other and they're right down the road from one another? And it's got to be important for high school football in our area.
Oh, absolutely. Our kids have been talking all week. You know, we mention a number and they give us the gentleman's name. And it is important for high school football. Rivalries are a big part of the game. It gets the fans out, gets the players excited, and gives you bragging rights for a year.
Coach, looking at this division, there's so many tough teams top to bottom that are trying to make the playoffs. Going forward, how difficult is it week to week when you consider some of the other teams that are out there?
I honestly think we play in one of the tougher divisions in Section 4, and every week is a grind. And, you know, you face a team like Unadilla Valley likes to spread it out, run the jet sweep, and now you got a passing team like Unitego, and then later in the year you get a couple teams that like to grind it out. It's a very difficult division, and I mean, you're just hoping at the end that you have an opportunity to get into the playoffs.
BG head coach Jim Mosier, thanks for joining us, and good luck against Unitego here Friday night.
All right, great. Thank you very much, Nate.
This is Nate Lull. We'll be back with more high school football Friday Night Lights on CDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. DNBD sends a special good luck wish this season to the Delhi Bulldogs athletic teams as they compete in their fall sports season. Go Bulldogs! DNBD is the 26th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office in Oneonta, DNBD is here to meet all of your financial needs. Visit online at dnbd.net. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. The Delaware National Bank of Delhi, always supporting local athletes in the Tri-County area.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Halftime here at Unitego. It's 22-20, BG on top of Unitego. And it's our Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for over 85 years. Call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. And, Tim, let's quickly look at the out-of-town scoreboard here first, because we got a bunch of scores to give out. Of course, 22-20 here, BG on top of Unitego. We have Delhi and UV starting the third quarter, tied 0-0, so
wow.
No score over there. And we have Sydney on top of Whitney Point, 42-6 at the half. But I think the real shocker is Deposit Hancock is ahead in the third quarter, 28-8 at home over Walton.
Oh, my goodness, that is really quite a surprise. And you know what? I'm not going to say anything because I know what's happening at halftime in that Walton Warriors locker room. They're making adjustments. They're going to figure out what's not working, what they're trying to do, and they're going to make adjustments and make it work in the second half.
The Eagles running back, Ronnie Ballard, with three touchdowns tonight. We saw him in week one against Sydney, and he just ran all over the Warriors. So if you're doing that against Walton, you are the real deal.
Yeah, and when we did that game, I remember this because you said that he was the running back the year before and so on and so forth. And then I found out the second week when they played, I can't remember who they played the week two, they switched back again.
Yes.
So they're, like, interchangeable. And I'm telling you, if you have kids that are that athletic that can do that sort of thing, what a great thing to be a coach in that school.
Yeah, Jeremiah Johnson, the head coach there for Deposit Hancock, I think knows what he has this year, and he's out to put that program on the map. Yeah, we saw Ronnie Ballard week one there. I think he ran for four touchdowns and threw for another one. So just weapons all over the field. So, again, those are our halftime looks. Start of the third quarter, Delhi and UV are scoreless. We have Deposit Hancock at home against Walton leading 28-8, and Sydney is on top of Whitney Point 42-6. That's at the halftime break, and of course here, under the lights at Unitigo, it's 22-20 with the Bobcats on top of Unitigo. We'll take one last quick break. We'll come back. We'll start the third quarter. Boy, what a festive night here. We had the little guys out on the field during halftime playing their little flag football game. And it's going to be a lot of fun here in the second half. Great crowd on hand here tonight and great weather.
Yeah, and I just want to say these kids, those little kids that were out there, it was really funny. The first play, you know, we kind of chuckled up here. It wasn't really too much like flag football because there was some sticking going out there.
That's the future right there. We'll be seeing them soon. We'll step away here. We'll be right back, though. Start of the second half coming up between BG and Unitigo here on CDO.
The Madden family of funeral homes continues to serve the needs of our local communities in Broome, Chenango, Otsego, and Delaware counties. The Osterhout Madden Funeral Home is located in Harpersville, and the Westcott Madden Funeral Home is in Unadilla. The Madden family of funeral homes is proud to support local high school football on WCDO and wishes all area athletes good luck this season. Offering a wide range of personalized services to suit your family's wishes, the Madden family of funeral homes will be there for you. Call 693-1151. Or 369-4122. Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily and blue plate specials. The staff is friendly, there's free Wi-Fi, and there's plenty of parking. Bob's Diner has a new menu with lots of new choices for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine in 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's back room for meetings and parties too. Call 967-3111.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And we're under the lights here at Unitigo High School as we get set for the start of the third quarter. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here tonight on CDO. Thanks for joining us wherever you might be. Or if you're joining us online, thanks for joining us there at WCDOsports.com. And our web stream tonight, courtesy of SFCU. At SFCU, it is all about you. So BG is going to kick off to Unitigo here. Unitigo will go right to left to start off this third quarter. Unitigo is in the black pants, the green uniforms with the white helmet tonight with that U logo on the side. BG is in the navy blue pants, the white tops here on the road, and the navy blue helmet with the white BG on the side here, which is new this year. So we will start third quarter here. The reason I slow down is the clock is still ticking down from halftime. They haven't put up the new time yet on the clock here, so we'll just have a little bit of a delay here. But Unitigo is back deep to receive here. And Josh Firebend didn't play for pretty much a quarter and a half.
Right.
And then he came in. We know he was nursing a little bit of a shoulder injury. Certainly didn't show it when he came in.
No, and, you know, it was just like that. It lit a fire under the Spartans. I mean, you could just see once they got their leader back on the field, they were a totally different team.
A fire from Firebend tonight here for Unitigo. And if he is hurting with the shoulder, I mean, even though it got called back,
that
pass to Seth Burnham was just on a rope.
Yeah, I mean, it was from his ear to Burnham's hands in, you know, 2 seconds. I mean, it was like absolutely perfect pass.
So BG is going to kick off now to Unitigo, and Zach Wiemet will let this one fly here for the Bobcats. Second half underway. This one goes right to Seth Burnham. Burnham will take off, and he's going across the field before being roped down, and Unitigo will start at their own 40-yard line here going right to left.
He ran about 20 yards, but he ran it
sideways.
Horizontally.
So we'll just start the third quarter here, and I got to say, I was down on the field. I got here a little early today, and Josh Firebend was chatting with him and Seth Burnham and Jake DeJoy, and they were warming up. It's impressive when you get right down there on the field, too, to see the zip on that ball.
Yeah, I was going to say, did you try to catch one?
I did not. I was hoping he wasn't going to throw it my way. I didn't need to embarrass myself. Those guys were doing a great job just in warm-ups to catch that thing. So here's Firebend on first and 10, and BG's going to find him in the backfield here as he had nowhere to go, as breaking through was Tyler Hart to bring down Josh Firebend.
Tyler Hart gets the credit for the tackle, but the gentleman that made that play was the defensive end. He strung it out and made Firebend make a cut he didn't want it, and there he was.
So 30 seconds tick off the clock here to start this third quarter. Firebend gets the play from the sideline. Loss of 4 on the play. Second and 14 now for Unitigo. as they go right to left. They have the ball on their own 30. He throws it out to the far side. This is going to be a nice pickup here by Ropes, and he's going to get to midfield all the way down to the 35, to the 30. Cuts it back before being roped down at the 25 here for Unitigo. So Ropes out to the far side. Just a great play there for Unitigo.
Just a little quick wideout screen, it looked like. I mean, and there was only one guy out blocking for him, but it was a really nice executed play. Got it outside real quick, and he ran and just kept on going. Got a nice block down the field.
Bryden Ropes with a huge pickup there of about 40 yards, and this is going to put Unitigo right into great territory here as they are going right to left there at the BG, I'd say 26-yard line here. Firebend's got two wide receivers to the right, two to the left, and one guy in the backfield. And he'll hand off, and he goes right to Zach Youngs up the middle. Maybe a gain of one on the play here for the Spartans.
Yeah, their BG line again. We talked about it in the first half. They are getting rid of their blockers, and they are getting in the backfield, and they're creating, even if they don't make the tackle, they're creating such confusion that they're getting, you know, delays so that their other teammates can get there and help out.
10.5 to go, third quarter. And here is Firebend, and he's got DeJoy back in the backfield as well. DeJoy's going to act as a blocker. Firebend throws over the middle, looking for Burnham, almost picked off. Burnham had it in his hands. He juggled it, and then the BG defense came crashing in, and it was almost picked off at the last second there by the Bobcat.
Yeah,
Bailey Hotailing was right there.
And that was really close to that play that we were talking about when he hit him on the first play of his return. You know, it was just a bit higher, though. It wasn't right, you know, in stride kind of thing. Burnham had to reach up just a little bit higher, and that makes a big difference.
You know, some of these receivers for Unitigo, they've been around for a while, but they might not, you know, last year it was the Winchester Marzell show, so some of these guys getting some great game experience here. And they throw it out into the left flat here for Mike Rose, and he breaks it free to the left side. He's at the 5 to the pylon. Touchdown, Unitigo. Second of the night for Mike Rose.
Very nice play right there, and it was basically that screen play on the left side where before it was on the right side, and it worked just like it did the first time.
Two touchdowns for Josh Firebend, two for Mike Rose, and Unitigo retakes the lead. They currently lead 26-22, just 2 minutes into the third quarter.
One other wideout I just didn't want to forget.
We had what? Fireworks.
Yeah, I don't know. That was new.
A touchdown and back over by the scoreboard, some fireworks. I think it startled us both.
Yeah, it definitely did. Was the Jones boy. He was a really good wideout.
Yes, he was. Jared Jones.
Yeah.
Also a great wideout as Unitigo goes for two, and this one just off the hands there on that far side of Jared Smith, it looked like. So out of bounds, and 26-22, the score. Unitigo retakes the lead with 10-12 to go, third quarter. And I don't know where those fireworks came from, but they looked fun back there.
Yeah, it kind of took me by surprise because I all of a sudden heard this noise and I'm like looking and then I see these flashing up in the sky and I'm like, man, this is really the real deal here.
Certainly did not expect that, but nice little touch here on this beautiful fall night here. Hard to believe it's the end of September already. Unitigo with a 26-22 lead. We're in week 4 of football, which is crazy. So 26-22, and Unitigo's going to kick off here back to BG, who will get their first chance in the second half, and Austin Campolupo has had a couple of good returns tonight. We'll return it here for the Bobcats.
Campolupo standing on the 20. Again, let's see if that happens to be a little bit more exciting than the last one that they had. Remember when we kind of were lulled to sleep?
Lulled to sleep. Are you making fun of me here again, Tim?
So no pun intended.
Jared Smith is going to kick off here for the Spartans, and this one will bounce through, and it's fielded here by Tyler Maycumber, and he just fell on it and was having a little trouble picking that one up. And that's where BG will start. They're going left to right. They'll start at the 40-yard line.
You know, it wasn't really, you know, fantastic type of play. Just made a routine recovery of the ball and covered it up, and Bainbridge Bobcats have really good field position to start their first possession.
So here is Austin Carr, who led that great drive down the field at the end of the first half there to put BG ahead 22-20. But Unitigo answering right back to start the third quarter. So we have some good offense going back and forth here tonight between the Bobcats and the Spartans. 10 minutes to go, third quarter under the lights here at Unitigo. And here is Austin Carr. He's got one wide receiver to the left, one to the right. Carr is back, throws it up into the lights here, looking for Capolupo. Almost picked off there by Rose,
who was back in good coverage there for the U.
Absolutely perfect coverage, and he did look for the ball. So there was a little banging going on there, but they both are going for the ball, so real nice effort on both parts.
So 10 minutes to go here in this third quarter, 26-22 the score. BG now on 2nd and 10, ball at the 40-yard line. Carr back in the shotgun here for BG. Here's the snap. He'll hand it off to Ben Bavar. Bavar up the middle, maybe for a gain of 3 before being driven back. And we haven't seen much of Ben Bavar tonight, who we saw against Delhi run the ball quite a bit, but Bavar has been quiet, mainly used as a blocker so far here tonight.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised because the last time I saw him play, they used him a lot more, and he's definitely a good little runner. He gets those tough yards. You know, he just kind of like Carr, you know, same thing. He's not going to give up. He's going to keep chugging his feet and keep trying to get every little yard he can.
And Bavar, also another one of those guys, along with Carr, who is a great wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that really translates well onto the football field. Here's Carr to Capolupo. First down and more for the Bobcats into Unitigo territory, down to the 45 with 9:15 to go here. Third quarter, Unitigo leads 26-22.
Nice little quick hook pattern on the right side, and Carr hit him right in the fingers, and great catch by Capolupo. First down.
So BG moving the chains here, trying to retake the lead here. A good back-and-forth slugfest between the Spartans and the Bobcats. 9:05 to go, third quarter, as that game clock starts to tick again. Here's Carr in the shotgun, standing on the 50, going left to right. Throws it for Weemitt, but through his hands. Good coverage there by Jared Smith.
Yep, just as he touched the ball, Smith stuck him and broke the pass up. Nice play by Jared Smith.
So 8:58 to go now in the third quarter. And this will be a 2nd and 10 coming up here for Austin Carr in this BG offense as they get the play from the sideline. And head coach Jim Mosier liked his chat we had with him at halftime, where he said, we just have to forget last week. It was a tough one against UV, put it behind us, and I think they've done that very well so far here tonight.
So far, yep.
So here is Carr on 2nd and 10. Drops back. He's got Jacob Morrison in his face. Throws it. Intercepted here by Unitigo. That's Zach Youngs. Youngs to the 35, up to the 40 before being brought down. And an interception return there for Zach Youngs of Unitigo.
Yeah, and I'm going to just say this real quick. It was not a problem with Austin Carr's pass. It was because Austin Carr was under duress. I mean, he was in trouble. And as soon as he started to let go of the ball, one of the Unitigo Spartans had great hold of him. And I think it was number 65.
Jacob Morrison, we've seen him break through the line a couple of times here tonight. And Carr was just trying to make a play there. And unfortunately for the Bobcats, that one floated up into the air. And Unitigo was right there to pull it down. So here are the Spartans back in their own defensive end of the field, starting on their own 40-yard line. Firebend with a receiver in motion. He'll hand it off in a big tackle in the backfield, but no, Firebend with the quarterback keeper, and he picks up 5. Sold the play fake. Great there. Even got me.
Got me, too, because I thought he had the ball, and I was like, ooh, that's going nowhere. But he pulled it back and got a couple good positive yards out of the play.
Great play by BG to break through the line. That was Tyler Hart, and he was sold on the fake, too. But Firebend held on to that one and picked up 5 for Unitigo.
It's not a bad play, though, because you could have had the ball, and if you don't make the tackle, he's running free.
So Firebend looks like his old self here tonight as he came into the game midway through that second quarter. Zips one over the middle there off the fingertips of Derek Beams, the senior standing 6'5", wearing number 81, couldn't pull that one in.
Yeah, he was covered by Capolupo on that play, and he was right in his hip pocket, so that was a nice defensive effort by Capolupo on the play and caused the incompletion.
3rd and 5 coming up for Unitigo. 8:06 to go, third quarter, under the lights here at Unitigo High School. Firebend standing on his own 40-yard line, throws it out to the right side, scooped up here by Rofes, little cutback move, working his way towards the 50. I'd say a gain of 3 on the play for the Spartans. This will bring up 4th and short here.
Yeah, decision time. You know, they got to be thinking about where they are on the field, what the score is and everything, and, you know, how much time is left in the game, and the fact that they haven't had a successful punt tonight.
No, their 2 punts have been blocked. BG has done a great job there. So Firebend looks to go for it on 4th and 2. Drops back, throws to his right, and this one is low and in the dirt. And Seth Burnham couldn't come up with that one, and BG will take over on downs.
Good defensive stand by the Bobcats right there. you know, after the interception turnover, your team could be a little upset about that and stuff, but they showed real good reserve and heart and got the ball back, and now they're in first and 10, and they're on Unitigo's side of the 50.
7.5 to go, third quarter, Unitigo leading 26-22. They were down 22-20 at the half, but a throw to Mike Rose gets Unitigo back ahead, but now BG back with the ball. Had an interception on their last offensive possession. They'll hand off to Bavar to the left side. He picks up maybe 2 yards on the play, and Jacob Morrison, big number 65, is in there again for the Spartans.
Tried a whole different offensive formation there, the Bobcats did right there. They went into the old I formation and ran with a tailback and a fullback with Carr under center.
Well, we haven't seen too much of Bavar here tonight as he comes to the sideline here on 2nd and 9. And, you know, he's a big, strong kid. We'll see if they can get him a little bit more involved. Might have been shaken up on that last play. Looks like he's just taking a breather. Capolupo is in the backfield now. Carr's got a receiver to the left and one to the right. 2nd and 9 with 6:50 to go. Third quarter fumble, and it's loose on the ground. We'll see who comes up with it. And it looks like Carr just got back on top of it in time, but this will bring up 3rd and long for BG.
They have had a little problem with that tonight with the center exchange, quarterback exchange, and real nice play to keep the ball. It's now going to bring up 3rd down and about 11.
3rd and 11 it is, up on the scoreboard, and 6.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Unitigo leads Bainbridge-Guilford 26-22. Just had a look at the out-of-town scoreboard, and Delhi and UV are still scoreless over there in New Berlin.
That's got to be an interesting game to be at.
And in the last check we had, Deposit Hancock was ahead 28-8 over Walton. And at the half, Sydney was on top of Whitney Point, 42-6. So here is Carr on 3rd and 11, and he overthrows Capolupo. Good coverage there by DeJoy and Rose for Unitigo.
Yeah, he got rid of that pass really quick on there because he was under some pressure there by the Unitigo Spartans. So can't fault the kid for getting rid of the ball, and they're living the punt. So
6 minutes to go, third quarter, and Zach Wiemet stands back on his own 40 for BG. He'll punt left to right. BG in the white and navy blue tonight. Here's the snap to Wiemet, who almost had his last punt blocked. He gets a good foot on this one, and it takes a Unitigo bounce and will bounce all the way back up to the 40-yard line, and that's where Josh Firebend and Unitigo will take over going right to left. So a little bit of fighting for momentum, I'd say, here in the third quarter,
offensive,
Tim.
They're offensive, you know, neither team is really getting a drive going or anything like that, but I'm going to give that credit to the defenses from both schools. They're playing really, really good right now.
So Unitigo comes back out onto the field with a 26-22 lead. They've scored the only points here in this third quarter on a touchdown throw by Josh Firebend to Mike Rose. So Firebend checks the play on his wrist. He's got 2 wide receivers split to the right, 2 to the left. He's got DeJoy in the backfield. He's got Mike Rose in motion from left to right. Looks like they'll hand off to DeJoy, and he breaks it up the middle for maybe a gain of 1 or 2 on the play for Unitigo.
And that was 1 or 2 hard-earned yards right there because he got hit in the backfield and made a real nice play to get positive yards on that play.
5:35 to go, third quarter, 26-22. Unitigo on top of BG under the lights here at Unitigo High School's home field. Firebend gets the play from the sideline. Everybody checking on the wrist for that play. So many schools doing that these days. Easy way to get the plays in. Here's Firebend, drops back to pass to his right, and that's another catch here by Seth Burnham, and he gets it up to midfield, and this is going to be very close. I think it's enough for a Spartans first down.
Yeah, it depends on what side they point the ball. Yep, that's a first down.
So Burnham, with a little spin move at the last second, is able to pick up the first down, and they'll move the chains for Unitigo as we come up on 5 minutes to go, third quarter.
And I don't think if Burnham does that, they don't get it.
No, that was a nice little extra effort because BG was in good coverage to wrap him up near the line. 26-22, Unitigo on top of BG. Here's Firebend with the ball right at midfield as Unitigo goes right to left. Drops back, throws to his right. It's caught on the far side there by Jared Smith, and he reaches for the 40-yard line. Pickup of about 8 on the play here for the Spartans.
Yep, good play on the at the end of that play, too, and with Smith reaching out for the first down marker. He didn't quite get there, but he definitely did get another yard. So that should bring up
second down and a long two.
Seeing some new faces in this Unitigo offense with Kyle Spaulding out for the rest of the year, as well, you know, as Dawson Wilsey, two of their big pieces out with knee injuries for the Spartans. And they pass here to Derek Beams, and that's a first down and more for Beams down to the 20 before being roped out of bounds by Zach Wiemann of Bainbridge Guilford. And the 6'5" target picks up a nice 20-yard gain here for Unitigo.
Obviously, you people in radio land couldn't hear that, but did you hear that ball hit his hands?
Yes.
I mean, that made a noise when it hit his hands. Great catch and a very, very, very nice throw by Firebun.
And they have really gotten Beams involved here tonight, the 6'5" senior wearing number 81. And just tough for anybody on the defensive side of the ball to match up with him height-wise. 4.5 to go here, third quarter. Unitigo is marching. They're on the 20-yard line. Firebend for the back of the end zone, looking for Smith off his hands and out of bounds. And Smith wants that one back, I'd say, because that was right on his back shoulder. Would have been a great catch, but I think he wants it back as it falls to the turf.
Yeah, I think that would have been an absolutely fantastic catch. A great effort by the young man, but he didn't get it. And I'll tell you what, Firebend threw that where his guy and only his guy could catch that ball.
4.5 to go. Third quarter, Unitigo on top, 26-22. Second and 10, Unitigo going right to left, ball on the 20. They're in BG territory. He finds Ropes, cuts back towards the end zone, roped down. He's about at the 5-yard line before he was tripped up. And another great play there by Unitigo to get it in deep.
Just another version of that speed sweep. You know, I mean, they don't have a guy in motion, but they have a guy out on the two wide outs out to the right. And all they're doing is they're swinging the pass out there, and the outside wide receiver is stock blocking as he goes down the field, and the runner just picks where he goes.
So a first down and 2 yards to go. Unitigo looking to blow this game open perhaps here with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Two wide receivers to the left, two to the right. They hand off to DeJoy, and he is wrapped up right at the line there by Dylan Mondor of BG.
Yep, Dylan Mondor shot through the line right there and definitely made a great defensive play right there.
So 3:45 to go, third quarter, and this is going to be a second and three now as a train starts to come by here. Always fun when you're in Unitigo, you see the train go by.
We got trains, we got fireworks.
Yeah, who knows what's next. And they'll hand off here to Rose. Can he turn the corner? And yes, he will. Touchdown for Unitigo with 3.5 to go here in the third quarter. That's Bryden Rose.
Bryden Rose on the jet sweep, that's all it was. That time they actually gave him the ball as he was going in motion, and he took it all the way around the end. Nice play.
So Unitigo, after trailing 14-0 to start this game, now leads 32-22, and they'll go for two here after the touchdown there by Roofs. And we'll see what Frank McCroney dials up here for this two-point conversion. They have not had a lot of success tonight with this. They've even tried to kick the extra point, which didn't get through. So here is Firebend, drops back, looks to his right, throws out, and this one off the hands there of Mike Rose. And so another missed opportunity there on the two-point conversion. But Unitigo leads 32-22 with 3.5 to go here in the third quarter. We'll step away for 30 seconds for Tim Cutting. I'm Nate Lull on CDO.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety, Main Street, Unadilla. For over 35 years, we've been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. We can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all of our Regal Select latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. And if you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, we can help there too. Village Variety, your Benjamin Moore paint store, Main Street, Unadilla. We know paint.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
3:25 to go here in this third quarter. 32-22 the score.
Why does that always happen? Wherever we go, we have people bothering us in the booth.
You know, it's security should be up here, I think, getting rid of some of these. And a kickoff by Unitigo, and BG will field it here, and they'll have excellent field position to start. Going left to right, they'll start on their own 40. You know, we oftentimes share the booth up here with assistant coaches. We're always having a good laugh.
Absolutely. Some of these guys are real, real characters, especially the one that's up here tonight.
Deposit Hancock ahead of Walton, 42-16. Ronnie Ballard with his fourth touchdown of the night. So that game being played over in Hancock tonight, a lot of people saying it was the game of the week. Two heavyweights going after it. So 42-16, deposit Hancock on top of Walton. I don't think I saw that one coming.
No, I wouldn't either. I would have thought that would have been like a 16-10 kind of thing or something, you know, something real low scoring. But, man, they're just that is just one prolific offense over there in deposit Hancock.
The pass out to Capolupo when he's brought down for no gain. So this is going to be a 2nd and 10 now for BG. 3 minutes to go, third quarter, and Unitigo leading Bainbridge-Guilford 32-22. The Spartans are 0-3, looking for their first win, but as we said before, a very, very tough schedule to start with Green, Sydney, and then Walton last week.
Definitely a tough schedule, but I'm telling you, they are hungry for their first win, and as it looks right now, they are going to do what they can to get it.
Flag on the play as Carr with the quarterback keeper to the left side would be about a game of 5, but we'll see what the call is here from the Zebra crew.
I think I'm going to guess holding. That's my guess.
Tim, do you think at this point, is it a momentum thing? Is BG starting to run out of gas? What do you think?
I just think Unitigo picks up a step or two when Fireben's on the field. They just look so much more in rhythm offensively. And if you're not prepared for that, like you've seen, not to say that the Joy Boy did a bad job, because I think he did a fantastic job. But the thing is you're going from a Section 4 record, you're going from a kid that's learning the position and so on and so forth to a Section 4 record holder, and you can't adjust for that. And you can see the Unitigo wideouts have a little bit more, respect for Fireben as far as when the ball's coming, they know it's there, and, you know, they just are prepared for it. And I just think that's just all the practice and all the stuff that they've done with him.
So BG is backed up because of a false start, and now we'll have another one. So this is actually going to be a 2nd and 27 for the Bobcats. They're backed all the way up to their own 20-yard line as they go left to right with 2:22 to go here in this third quarter. So they trail 32-22. Now it's going to be a 2nd and 27 here for Bainbridge-Guilford going left to right.
Tough to be going that way and be trailing.
And here is Austin Carr in the shotgun. One wide receiver to the left, one to the right. He's going to throw this one deep. He's got Capolupo, and that was just about 2 yards too far as it falls to the turf. Capolupo had beaten the coverage and would have been off to the end zone.
Yep, that would have definitely been Capolupo all the way to the house on that play.
So a great throw by Carr, and he had Capolupo just about, just a yard or two too far.
Yep.
So 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Unitigo on top, 32-22. Now a 3rd and 27, and then we'll see if the Bobcats decide to go to the air here once again. They break the huddle, and just one wide receiver to the left, Capolupo. One to the right now, Wiemet, who's usually wide receiver, is into block. Carr, quarterback keeper, pressure is coming, gathers his way up the middle before being brought down. Maybe a gain of 5 or 6 on the play, but they needed much more than that.
Okay, number 68 for Unitigo, Eli Young, 6'1", 210. Okay?
Yes.
On Carr's back for 8 yards.
He did drag him right through the pile.
The whole way. So incredible strength.
Minute and a half to go here, and Wiemet is back to punt on 4th and 21 for Bainbridge-Guilford. Jake DeJoy is standing to our right for Unitigo at the 40-yard line waiting to receive. So Wiemet has a big foot. We'll see if he can buy BG some space here on the field. Clock ticks down here to 1:10. Now Carr waiting to block. Wiemet can't hold on to it. Has to run back and get a kickoff at the last second. It'll bounce out of bounds, but Unitigo is going to start at the 45-yard line into BG territory. Again, we've seen both sides maybe struggle with maybe a slippery ball with the dew here tonight.
Yeah, I think it definitely is a little bit slippery because of the condensation and stuff that's out there. And, you know, I'll give Zach a real nice effort there because the ball went through his legs and went probably 2 to 3 yards past him. He went, got it, got rid of it as quickly as he could.
1 minute to go in this third quarter, and Unitigo on top of visiting Bainbridge-Guilford 32-22. And Unitigo with the ball now, and they'll start at the BG 45 going right to left. Unitigo with the black pants, the green uniforms, the white helmets here tonight. QB keeper to the left side for Fireben. First down and more before a 360 spin move, and he's brought down at the 30-yard line easily. A 15-yard pickup here for Fireben.
Good good play right there. And again, we talked about Jake DeJoy, you know, with his ball handling, he did the same thing. Just held the ball on the runner's hip, held it on there, and then pulled it away, and then went around the end on his own. Ran for probably 10 yards before anybody even saw that he had the ball.
And we've heard this year the Green game and then the Walton game, Firebend a little dinged up from some hits he's taken, but you can see he doesn't like to go out of bounds. Maybe that's why he's had a few of those hits. Yeah. And he'll throw out here to Seth Burnham in the flat on the right side, pickup of 5 for Unitigo and down to the BG 25.
And that's a coachable kid. I mean, you can say to him, you know, at this point, hey, Josh, dude, it's okay to go down. You've already got the first down. Go out of bounds, save the hits, you know. But that's not him. He's a fighter, and he's going to do what he can to get more and more yards for the Spartans.
10 seconds to go, third quarter. It's a 2nd and 7. Unitigo with the last play of the third quarter. Firebend, a little flick of the wrist to the back of the end zone, and that one was too far for Jared Smith. Clock will actually stop with 3 seconds left in the quarter, and Unitigo leading 32-22.
Yep, just threw that just a bit too far. He goes over and he talks and gets the play from his coach and everything, and they're taking their time. You know, they're ahead. They don't have to rush. And, you know, just surprise me if they get something here and get a nice little gain. And then we'll move down to the other end of the field and we'll see what happens in the fourth.
It was good coverage there by Bailey Holtailing as well on that last play.
Yep.
So now Unitigo is going to take a timeout here. It's 3rd and 7. Frank McCroney would like to draw up something here for this final play of the third quarter. Funny, this game had a good pace to it at the start. Some of the other games we're watching tonight already into the fourth, but I think just the back-and-forth scoring here has slowed this one down a little bit.
Yeah, we have slowed down a little bit, and I think it is just because of all the offense that was going on there for a little bit. And, you know, that happens. You know, we're getting updates from the other games, and it's like, wow, they're way, way behind us, you know, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, they're catching up,
yep,
you know, so on and so forth. So it's the game.
So Unitigo breaks up the huddle here with head coach Frank McCroney, and they'll get set here for the final play of the third quarter. Just an update from down the road in Sydney. The Warriors leading Whitney Point 50-6, so they were having that nice ceremony tonight to honor the 2005 state championship team, and they are certainly showing the home fans a nice night of football tonight there for the Warriors. So here we go, 3rd and 7. Ball on the 25. Firebend fakes the handoff, and breaking through the line there is Tyler Hart to bring down Firebend. It'll be a 4th down for Unitigo to start the fourth quarter. But that does it for the third quarter. 32-22, Unitigo on top of BG. We'll take a 30-second break, and we'll be right back here on CDO.
At Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center of Sydney, we get some of the most loyal customers anywhere. Many are 2, 3, 4, and 5-time buyers or more. The reasons vary, from the familiar faces they see here to the excellent service and courtesies like pickup and delivery on the day of that service, from the financing assistance to the hassle-free rentals. Some have even said they like our coffee. Whatever the reason or reasons, these loyal customers mean the effort is always worth it. See exactly why at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, where we value each and every customer, each and every day.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Start of the fourth quarter here. It'll be a 4th and 11 for Unitigo as they go left to right now to start this final frame. Fireben's going to throw one up to the back of the end zone. Touchdown in the back of the pylon there for Mike Rose on 4th and 11 for the Spartans.
What a throw and catch. I'm going to give a lot of credit to Mr. Rose on that play. Laid out, made a really nice two-handed catch in the zone for 6 points for the Spartans. Good throw by Firebend as well.
3rd touchdown of the night for Mike Rose, and he has burst onto the scene here tonight, just like we're getting some bursting fireworks here under the lights at Unitigo. 38-22 now the score, as Unitigo has started to open this up a little bit, and it looks like they'll go for two with a score currently, as I said, 38-22.
They haven't had much success with this tonight. We're trying to get the conversion here.
So here is Firebend. DeJoy is in the backfield. Again, two wide receivers to the left and right. They throw over the middle, and again, broken up here by BG. But the damage is done on the third touchdown of the night from Mike Rose, and Unitigo leads 38-22 with 11:51 to go here in the fourth quarter. We'll step away for 30 seconds. We'll be right back on CDO.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the fourth quarter here in Unitigo with a 38-22 lead and a touchdown pass from Josh Firebend to Mike Rose, and a failed two-point conversion gets us to this 38-22 score. And now Unitigo will kick off with Jared Smith left to right to the Bobcats. And a bouncing kick will be fielded by the Bobcats. They'll pick it up at their own 42-yard line, and that's where they will start going right to left. So they didn't score in the third quarter, and the offense will have to get on the board here quickly for BG if they hope to get back in this game.
Yeah, and they definitely are having a little bit of trouble right now with the pass game. They want to run, you know, they're a run team, they want to do that, and they'll throw the throw in there every now and then, but they're getting to the point where they're going to have to start throwing the ball as a necessity, and that is could be, you know, a tough thing for them.
We'll see if they can get the ball back into the hands of Zach Wiemet, who has had a great night here tonight, including a spectacular first quarter touchdown catch through double coverage. Now a quarterback keeper here for Austin Carr. He's going to work his way very hard on that right side for about 3 yards, and the clock will continue to tick down, and sooner or later it's going to become the enemy here of the BG Bobcats.
Yeah, it is, and you know, you're down two scores already, and it's like you really need to make sure you're doing something to either you're going to get the first down and the clock's going to stop, or you're going to throw the ball, and if it's not complete, it's going to stop. So, you know, something to think about for the BG Brain Trust.
Second and eight now for BG. 1 minute gone here in this fourth quarter. Beautiful, crisp fall night under the lights at Unitigo High School. Here's Carr in the shotgun, waiting for the snap for the Bobcats. Carr bounces out to his left, trying to get away from tacklers, has nowhere to go, and a great play there by Unitigo's Jesse Coleman, the senior, bringing down Austin Carr in the backfield.
Yep, real nice play. Scraped to the play and then just filled the hole as Carr turned up. Great, nice tackle by number 54.
And you can see Unitigo with some confidence now that maybe wasn't there at the beginning of this game when BG jumped all over the Spartans. But right now they're breaking through the line.
Yep. I was just going to say it's all about the catalyst. I mean, we can't really say anything other than that. It's when they started playing football was when Firebend came in the game.
And here is Carr on 3rd and 11 for BG. He's going to have to go to the air, but has nowhere to throw. Now tries to force a play. Wiemet almost comes down with it. I think they're going to say that was in. No, they'll say it's a catch. Wiemet with the juggling catch. I thought it hit the ground there.
Wow.
But Wiemet was in good coverage from Zach Youngs, but this is going to move the chains here for BG into Unitigo territory down to the 37.
And I'll tell you what, I give a lot of guts to Carr on that play because he got hit hard. He waited right to the last minute to throw that ball, and when he threw it, he got stuck. And Wiemet made a great catch.
And that ball was in the air floating around. It was tipped, and Wiemet came down with it, and the referees saying it was a catch. And now they throw over the middle to Alex DeGroat, and he'll grab this one out of the air and pick up 8 yards for BG. First time he's got the ball tonight.
Yeah, that was a really nice catch. I was kind of behind him a little bit, and he reached back and grabbed it with his two paws.
DeGroat, another one of those big wide receivers, 6'1 here for BG, and try to get him a little bit more involved if they're going to go into the air.
That's what I think about when you say big receivers. I think about Sydney because, you know, they got Alex Hoskins, they got Alan Pecor, a couple good-sized kids, and then they got a couple kids that aren't really that big, but they're really just really good route runners.
Incomplete pass here from Carr on 2nd and 2 as he tried to go to his left side. Yeah, if you look around the area this year, there are some big receivers that are nice targets for all the local quarterbacks. You look at Unitego having Derek Beams here, who stands 6'5". You take a look at DeGroat and Wiemet, who are both taller on the taller side of 6 foot tall for BG. And as you said, Sydney, certainly with a lot of youth and size there.
Well, and then the other thing is you got to look at it this way. Look at the quarterbacks. They're not huge.
No.
So they need something big out there so that they can see him. So
9:25 to go, fourth quarter. Unitego leads BG 38-22. Now BG trying to run the ball up the middle here with Carr. And nowhere to go as he actually was able to hand it off at the last minute there to Maycumber.
That was a good little play. Got a, just going to be just short of the first down, I believe, but they're definitely in four down territory now.
So a fourth and two here for BG, clock down to 9:20. Again, 38-22. Unitego looking for their first win of the season, and they're on top of BG at the moment. And here it is, actually down to a fourth and one. Let's see if Carr just goes with the keeper. Snap, Carr fakes the handoff, rolls to his right, gets the keeper, gets the first down before being roped down. He needed one, and I'd say he got three.
Yeah, it looks like it's definitely a first down. Great second effort by Carr to get the first down.
So clock stops with 8:57 to go, fourth quarter, and they'll move the chains, and that's one that Bainbridge-Guilford needed right there. They trail 38-22.
Yeah, and this is really crunch time for the coaching staff because they've got to be thinking plays ahead because they've got to have it ready to go. As soon as that play ends, they've got to be ready to go, and they're going to take a timeout to talk about this next one.
Timeout here by BG. Make sure to stay tuned. Our postgame show coming up in just a little bit here at the end of the contest. We'll give out our three awards tonight, the offense, the defense, and the all-purpose award. End of the third quarter, I'm hearing, down in Sydney with the Warriors leading 58-6 over Whitney Point. So huge night tonight for the Warriors and maybe the using some of those weapons that we've talked about here tonight. Coming into the year, you knew they were young. You knew they had a tough start to the year with their schedule. But, you know, looking forward, Sydney has some very winnable games.
Yep, they definitely, you know, they're definitely in a good position right now. I mean, they are very young. So, you know, I think Coach Matthews has to be ecstatic about what he's getting from those guys at this point in time in the season.
Deposit Hancock now with a 50-24 lead over Walton. So Ronnie Ballard has continued to run wild here tonight with four touchdowns for the Eagles.
And I was going to say, when we were talking about the exception to the rule as far as the short quarterback, Ronnie Ballard is not short.
No, he is not. no matter where he is, quarterback, running back, he is just a train over there for Deposit Hancock, and they're putting their stamp on the division right now. So 8:45 to go here, fourth quarter. Here's Carr, a quarterback keeper to the left side, bowling his way forward. He's going to be close to a first down, and he gave it absolutely everything he had. And he's going to be maybe just about a yard short, but Jared Smith and a couple other guys for Unitego, including Josh Hulbert, went over there and really laid the lumber to him.
And we have a late flag on the play. I think it was a late hit out of bounds against the Spartans.
So we'll see what the official call is here, but Carr with a great, just gutsy effort there for BG. And we've seen Carr tonight, as we said last year, was a running back and carried the load there along with Dylan Moffitt. And you can see he's not afraid of contact, just like we said with Josh Fireman, doesn't want to go out of bounds when he gets to the edge there. And that's what you want from a kid, but boy, sometimes they take a lick over there.
That's definitely, you know, that's just their mentality. They know that they can get a little bit more for their team, and they're going to do everything and anything that they can to do that.
So that will be a first down. They're saying he got it. So 8.5 to go, and BG marching as they're down to the 10-yard line here. Another quarterback keeper for Carr. They call his number to the right side. Morrison will bring him down along with Seth Burnham, though. And Carr will get up off the bottom of the pile. I'd say he picked up two to the right side.
Yeah, and I'm going to say this right now. They're inside the 10, so they're second and goal to go here. I'm going to say it's about on the, would you say, 8?
Eight yard line.
So second and goal from the 8.
So BG with 8 minutes left here, fourth quarter. Boy, if they can punch it in here, this certainly makes it a ball game. And we'll have a timeout on the field here. It's a little equipment issue here with one of the Unitego players' helmets. That was Jake DeJoy. So he had an extra second there to fix that. Now we'll get back underway. Second and 7. Here is Carr. Throws to the left. This one is intercepted here by Jake DeJoy. and DeJoy is down the right sideline. He gets back to midfield. DeJoy trying to go for the pick six. He's at the 30. He's at the 20. He's got one man to beat, and Bavar can't get him. Touchdown for Unitigo and Jake DeJoy.
Yeah, and then I'm going to tell you right now, you can see it now. They are dejected. They're just hanging their heads, and I'm talking about the Bobcats in this time. That was just a heartbreaking play right there, but really nice, nice defensive play by Jake DeJoy.
Jake DeJoy picked it off on the goal line, and kudos to him because Ben Bavar was coming and was right on his heels, and DeJoy was able to sneak down that right sideline, and he runs it, I'd say, 99 or 100 yards down the field for the pick six here for Unitigo.
Darn close to it, absolutely.
Great play by Jake DeJoy, who had his first varsity start technically tonight as quarterback and has done a little bit of everything for the Spartans.
So the Spartans look like they're going to try to kick the extra point again. And the first time they did that, the ball didn't get very high up in the air, and BG was very easily blocked it.
So 44-22 with 7.5 to go, fourth quarter. And Unitigo going for the extra point, and this one is no good from Firebend. So that will keep our score. Unitigo 44 and Bainbridge Guilford 22. We'll take a quick break. Friday Night Lights, a 100-yard interception return for a touchdown for Unitigo's Jake DeJoy. We'll be right back here on CDO.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything, downtown Sydney Center.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. 7.5 to go here. Fourth quarter, 44-22. Jake DeJoy with a huge interception return for a touchdown. Just a great all-around athlete is Jake DeJoy. Also a good baseball player. Good swimmer, too, I'm told. Just great all-around athlete, as I said, and you saw it there, as he had to run the whole length of the field to take that one back to the house.
Yeah, and one little misstep or anything like that, and he would have gotten tackled.
Here's Austin Capolupo fielding the kickoff here for BG, and he just drives that pile forward about an extra 5 yards on the kickoff just from the hard work there, keeping those legs going. BG will start on the 45. Boy, what a momentum shift as that interception return for the touchdown. We'll see how BG can bounce back from that.
Yeah, and on that return, I tell you, the only thing that would have made it different would have been if they didn't have helmets on, you would have thought it was a rugby scrum, because that's just exactly what it looked like. There was a whole big old pile just pushing forward, and there was linemen, and everybody was pushing Capolupo forward.
So Weimit is out to the left, Capolupo to the right. Carr is under center now, away from the shotgun. Rolls out. And we'll hand one off to Ben Bavar, runs to the right side and picks up maybe 2 or 3 yards. And there's Jacob Morrison, who's been all over the place tonight for Unitigo, in on the tackle.
Yep, big number 65 with a real nice defensive play right there.
So 44-22, Unitigo is on top here of visiting Bainbridge Guilford. We know that Sydney is in control, down 58-6 over Whitney Point right now, down in Sydney, I should say. And Deposit Hancock is also in the driver's seat against Walton, and we'll get you a final score update on Delhi and UV as well.
Well, they break the huddle, and they're in the I formation. I think they like to run that out of with Capolupo in the back.
6.5 to go, and a little pitch out to Capolupo to the right side. He gets the midfield, breaks a tackle before being brought down here by Brandon Nichols of Unitigo.
And you got to wonder, I mean, it's 22 points the lead is, and they're looking at still running the ball. You know, does that mean that they've kind of given up? Does that mean that they're just going to work on some things for next week? You know, who knows?
Well, they were so close. If they score on the goal line on that last possession, that's a whole different ball game. And, you know, right there on the goal line, Carr looked like he had a guy open, and DeJoy just snuck out of coverage and made a great play.
Yeah.
That could be a whole different ball game right now if the Bobcats score. And we'll see what they can do on this drive as that game clock is really becoming their enemy, down to 5:50 to go. 3rd and 4 now, and BG going right to left, and they're at midfield. And they'll look to hand it off here to Maycumber. He's trying to drive his way forward, but DeJoy is there along with Morrison, for the tackle for Unitego. Those guys are everywhere right now.
And I'm just going to say this. Number 65 is like the left tackle for the defense, and he is over on the right side. He's on the left side. He's in the middle. He's everywhere out there. Great effort by number 65, Jacob Morrison, tonight.
44-22, Unitego on top of Bainbridge Guilford here under the lights at Unitego High School. We'll have our post-game show coming up. We'll get you some final scores from out of town. With 5 minutes to go here, it's a 4th-and-3 now in BG. Looking like they'll punt it away here with Zach Wiemann, but we'll see if there's any trickery here. You would assume they'd go for it. And go back to Wiemann, and he will punt this one away. Nobody back to field it for Unitego, and it's going to take a BG bounce all the way down to the goal line, and very nice job by Wiemann, and it's pinned by Dylan Mondor down by the Unitego goal line. So the Spartans going left to right are going to have to start deep in their own territory.
Real nice punt right there. Actually, probably one of the only ones that was able to he was able to get off on time tonight because of the snap was perfect. Absolutely perfect snap.
So we will again have our awards coming up in the postgame show for offense and defense, and the all-purpose award, of course, brought to you by Catalog Outlet, by NBT Bank, and by Echo Brands of Sydney. Our awards coming up in our postgame show. So 4:43 to go. Fourth quarter, Unitego on top, 44-22. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here on CDO. Also, thanks for joining us online, WCDOsports.com. The web stream tonight, courtesy of SFCU. Everything on our WCDOsports.com site is courtesy of SFCU.
Got to believe that Unitego is going to use a little bit of the clock and try to take this game, you know, put it away for the night.
And so here is Unitego with Jake DeJoy back under center. And DeJoy is going to hand one off right up the middle here to, looked like Jared Smith with a little 360 before being brought down with 4:20 to go, fourth quarter.
Looks like he got about 3 yards on that play, so it'll bring up second down and seven.
So 44-22, 4:10 to go, fourth quarter, and Unitego just looking to use some clock. Unofficially, I have that UV is ahead of Delhi right now. We'll try to get you a final score on that. We do have those other confirmed scores from the Sydney game and the Walton game. But Delhi and UV, it looks like UV has opened up a little bit of a lead in that contest tonight over in New Berlin. So 3:50 to go here as a run on 2nd and 8 will now bring up about a 3rd and 7 with Unitego leading 44-22, but they got away from the goal line a little bit there, bought themselves some breathing room.
Right. And now I was just going to say real quick, because I know you've been to Delhi and you've seen them, what's that new offense like?
Their new offense, of course, was shut out by BG a couple of weeks ago, so I don't think I saw a huge taste of it. But, boy, just all sorts of signals, numbers, colors to represent the plays, much like an offense you'd see in college now, and just wide receivers all over the place. Really fun to watch, and I think it's interesting because they can keep the pace of play going so fast.
Right, and they're... So they're probably trying to emulate the Oregon Ducks or somebody like that, where they're trying to do plays in like 13 seconds every 13 seconds and stuff like that.
Well, their new head coach, Tony Sampona, over there, he's in his first year. He's been running this formation with teams he's been working with for the last 8 years. So he's very familiar with it. This is his second year in Delhi, first year as the head coach. And the kids have really enjoyed it. They worked in 7-on-7 all summer with it. And it's really worked out for Delhi, who we will see next week when they host Walton on Friday night over in Delhi.
That'll be interesting to see some offense like that.
Yes.
Against the Warriors from Walton.
So this will be a 4th and 8 now for Unitego, and Fireben's going to come back into the game as DeJoy got a couple of snaps there at QB. 4th and 8, and it looks like Fireben will punt it away, and he's got his heels pretty much on the back of his own end zone here with 2.5 to go, fourth quarter.
Yeah, he is right on the line, so if it's a bad snap at all and he steps back, it's going to be a safety.
So Unitego's going to have to be careful here. As Firebend again, standing in the back of his own end zone. Can he get the room to punt it away? He does, but it goes pretty much straight up in the air. And now Unitego is going to down it here, but BG is literally going to start on about the 5-yard line going right to left. Great chance here for the Bobcats.
I'm going to say it. I think they got another block. I mean, it, didn't look like it came off his foot quite right. It was pretty close.
Either that or he saw the guy coming.
Right. And
just tried to get rid of it.
Didn't
have
the
angle. And it just like that Zach Wiemann punt, pretty much went straight up in the air
right.
And had nowhere to go.
Well, we're
going
to watch the BG replay right now and tell you if it was blocked or not.
Yeah. So that one did go straight up in the air. And now BG is going to have excellent field position. So here is Carr with 2:04 to go in the fourth quarter. He's going to hand one off to McCumber. And there's Jacob Morrison driving him back once again. Nowhere to go. And this will bring up a second down here for BG.
Yeah. What a great game this kid is having. I mean, he is absolutely everywhere. He was being blocked, got rid of his blocker, and just attacked the running back in the backfield. I think they may have lost some yards, but they're still inside the 10, so it's second down and goal.
So we're down to a minute and a half to go. Second and five here. Unitigo is going to get their first win of the season here tonight under their home lights here at Unitigo High School. 44-22 currently the score, but BG marching after that short punt by Unitigo. They hand off to Ben Bavar. He goes up the middle. He's close, and he's in for the touchdown here for BG. A handoff to Ben Bavar, and he punches it in for the Bobcats.
Those hard-earned yards, Ben Bavar gets them for you.
So Ben Bavar, who has been a little quiet tonight, he's been more of in a blocking role, I would say, gets the handoff there and hits pay dirt here for the Bobcats, and they'll go for two. They trail 44-28 with a minute 14 left. Just a great contest.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, it's been back and forth. You can't really tell by the score. I mean, it's late in the game and everything, but it's been back and forth the whole entire game. And, you know, I'm 100% sure we're going to see some form of onside kick coming up here because BG needs to get the ball back.
Here's Carr to Bavar, hands off, and he punches it in for two. So it's 44-30 now with a minute 14 to go fourth quarter. We'll take a quick 30-second break. We'll come back, and we'll see if BG goes for the onside kick here on CDO.
As a small business owner, you are busy meeting the needs of your customers and your staff. Who's there to help meet your needs? Well, come speak with me. I'm Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance. I can help with all your business insurance needs, including workers' compensation and disability. We also have markets for group health and dental plans. Please give me a call at 563-9955 for a free, relaxed, no-pressure analysis of your business insurance needs. That's Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or in Oneonta, Route 7 on the East End.
FM 101. At AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, folks. And Deposit Hancock, a final over Walton, 50-32. Wow. So the Eagles get it done tonight at home in Hancock over Walton, and that certainly a surprise to see. Thought that one would be a little closer, but you never know on Friday Night Lights.
And you definitely said it. Deposit Hancock has taken a stranglehold on that division.
Yes, they have, as they go for the onside kick here, BG does, but goes right to Unitigo. They're able to fall on this, so a minute 13 to go. Fourth quarter, Unitigo leads 44-30. They go left to right. They will start on their own 40-yard line. So now, yeah, as you said, Deposit Hancock is in the driver's seat here in the division, and they moved to 4-0.
And they have, what game do they got coming up here?
Deposit Hancock has Unitigo in a couple of weeks, Bainbridge Guilford in a couple of weeks as well, so they have really gotten kind of through the meat and potatoes of their schedule in terms of getting Walton out of the way. They had to play Green, they had to play Sydney, some tough non-conference games. So, you know, they'll have some tough games coming up.
That Unitigo game could be a shootout.
Yes,
just because
it could be.
Of the two high-powered offenses.
Here's DeJoy bounces to the outside before being run out of bounds. There's 54 seconds left here. Speaking of upcoming schedules, we can give you a quick peek here. For Unitigo, they are at Deposit Hancock next week. Actually, no, Deposit Hancock is here in Unitigo next week. Then Unitigo is at Delhi and at Unadilla Valley to finish off the season. If you're BG, you're home versus Seton next week. Then you're at Deposit Hancock, and then you have Walton at home if you're BG. So, yeah, next week will be Unitigo hosting Deposit Hancock. So that should be interesting.
Nice.
Next Friday night. And so here is a handoff for Unitigo, getting some new guys mixed in here. This is Steven Andrews. Cuts back to the left side. Andrews making something out of nothing. He's into Bainbridge-Guilford territory, down to the 35.
I think he saw the bright lights of Route 7 right there, because all of a sudden he took off and went to the left and was all by himself except for two guys, and one guy grabbed his shoelace and took him down.
Yeah, very nice run there, as it was a cutback, and it looked like he was going to get hauled down in the backfield, and instead had a pretty nice 10 to 15-yard run there. So now a timeout, and they're just going to let the time run out here, so that's going to do it tonight. 44 to 30 is our final. Unitigo defeating Bainbridge-Guilford on the road, and just another quick update from down the road. Sydney wins 58 to 6 over Whitney Point. So three final scores for you there tonight. So both teams shaking hands. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with the post-game show. Again, the final, 44 to 30. Unitigo defeats BG here tonight at Unitigo High School on CDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
If you are thinking of buying a new mattress or furniture for your home, now is the time to check out the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich as they celebrate 26 years of being the area's value leader for brand-name living rooms, bedrooms, dining rooms, and mattresses. Enjoy special anniversary pricing of 10 to 50% off everything store-wide, including sofas, recliners, TV consoles, sectionals, bunk beds, office furniture, and more by Ashley, Best Home Furnishings, Sunny Design, Southern Motion, and other popular manufacturers. In the catalog outlet sleep centers, you'll find anniversary savings on mattresses by Simmons Beauty Rest, Gold Bond, American Bedding, and Therapeutic in all sizes, styles, and comfort levels. Nobody sells mattresses for less. Delivery is available, as well as special anniversary financing to qualified buyers. See store for details. For your convenience, the catalog outlet stores are open 7 days a week, or shop online at catalogoutletonline.com.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back one last time here to Unitigo High School, where Unitigo defeats visiting Bainbridge-Guilford 44-30 tonight, and the Spartans get their first win of the season. Just a great game here tonight, Tim. And quickly, some other out-of-town scores in case you're just jumping in the car from a game. You want to know some of the other scores. 50-32, Deposit Hancock defeats Walton. So really the Eagles making a statement there tonight. And Sydney beats up on Whitney Point 58-6 tonight. Don't have a final quite yet from that Delhi UV game. Last we had a check on it, the Storm was ahead.
Yep.
So again, our final here, 44-30, Unitigo on top of BG. Let's do our three awards here, Tim, brought to you by Catalog Outlet, NBT Bank, and Echo Brands of Sydney. First, our Outstanding Offense Award is brought to you by NBT Bank, providing financial services to our local communities for over 150 years. Proud to support area high school athletes. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC, Mike Rose from Unitigo, three touchdowns tonight here. Just did a little bit of everything. A guy who, coming into the game, you might say, not exactly sure who that is, but tonight I think he really put his stamp on things.
Yeah, he definitely did, and you know, and we talked about it at the beginning with losing Spalding and Wilsey to knee injuries. You need somebody like that to come up, and Mike Rose came up big tonight for the Spartans.
Catalog Outlet Dynamic Defense Award. The Catalog Outlet is your store for over 1,000 items, and for the absolute lowest prices on bedding, sofas, and furniture for every room in your home. You can visit the Catalog Outlet with stores in Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich. That goes to Unitigo's Jacob Morrison, who was all over the place tonight in the backfield, pulling down tacklers. He did it all tonight here for Unitigo.
Every single running back and quarterback and anybody that was on the field tonight from BG is going to have nightmares, and they're going to see number 65 all the time.
They will. He was all over the place. So Jacob Morrison from Unitigo, our catalog outlet, Dynamic Defense Award winner tonight. Finally, the ACO Brands All-Purpose Award. ACO Brands of Sydney supports youth in our local communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on CDO. ACO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. We'll give that one tonight to Bainbridge Guilford's Zach Wiemet, who I thought just played outstanding as a wide receiver tonight, caught that huge touchdown in the first quarter when BG jumped out to the 14-0 lead. He is our ACO Brands All-Purpose Award winner tonight.
Yeah, well-deserving. He played very well in all facets of the game.
So, again, our final score tonight, 44-30, Unitigo defeating Bainbridge Guilford. Tim, as always, thanks for being here.
Absolutely. Had a great time, Nate, and hope to join you a couple more times this year.
Yes, we will have two games next weekend. On Friday night, we will have Delhi and Walton in Delhi under the lights on Friday night. Join us then at 7 o'clock. And next Saturday, I'll have Harpersville-Afton hosting Tioga, which if Harpersville-Afton can defeat Seton tomorrow, that could be a matchup of potentially undefeated teams next Saturday. That could be a lot of fun.
And that would be the first time we see Tioga around here, correct?
Yes, yeah. And we'll see them the next couple of weeks because they're in Sydney as well in early October. So that'll be fun. Again, the final 44-30, Unitigo defeats BG. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in the CDO studios in Sydney as well. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull. Have a great night from CDO Sports.